So I went to this Zumba class in Rochester at the YMCA, and it was led by this woman named Courtney Marshall. This was a Sunday morning, and I was kind of nervous about showing up to, like, record a fitness class because, you know, I would totally understand people being kind of self-conscious about, like, being recorded when they're working out.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this announcement at the beginning of the class saying, like, anyone who didn't want to be recorded could just let me know. And after I announced this...
Yes, remember, your body, your choice. We said that. All right.
But we never look better than when we sweat. I know.
Truly.
I don't know if you could hear that, but the instructor, Courtney... She said, your body, your choice. And then someone from, like, the audience was like, but we never look better than when we sweat.
Yeah.
And, like, called that out spontaneously. So I was like, okay, this is already different than I expected. Like, people are a lot more comfortable than I expected. And so then they started dancing, and there was just so much, like, laughter and cheering and banter.
The best part of the life!
She's, like, shimmying there.
Oh, I'm shimmying right now, too.
It was just very, very real, and everyone was laughing and singing, and Courtney, the instructor, was just having the best time. She was goofing off and making faces, and everyone was following her lead. They were just having so much fun, and at the end of every song, they would, like, cheer and clap for themselves.
I feel like that doesn't happen in gyms.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was all ages. There was a woman there with her granddaughter. There was a couple in their 70s, and there were people in their 20s and 30s. And then there's this one woman who wore, like, a silver metallic fanny pack and tropical leggings. She's, like, in her 60s. Like, she brought style. And then all these people wearing T-shirts, like, live free and grind in sparkly letters.
Of course.
Yeah, and then another, like, said Sunday fun day.
That's what Courtney calls our Sunday fun days.
So this is Donna Garofano.
You saw me get up front and do a dance. I would never do that, ever. In any other class that I take, I would never do that. I've was a lot heavier when I started this class, and I've stood in the very back, was the last row, and I've moved myself up a little bit. She just makes me feel really comfortable.
And I made sure to catch that woman with the tropical print leggings and the silver fanny pack. Her name is Susie Gordon, and she's in her 60s.
So I've been doing it since, like, January, but I'm a little bit unique because I have Parkinson's, so I cannot physically... Some days my feet don't come off the floor. You know, the way they shimmy, you know, I can't do that. My core is very rigid. So I was so nervous about coming, but Courtney has been so wonderful in helping. You know, when I can't follow the steps or my feet won't follow the steps, she tells me, just move, just do whatever you want. And that has just made a big difference.
And then I also talked to this couple that came together, and they're in their 70s, Tom and Kathy Sklutis.
Fun day Sunday. I don't know if she's told you that yet, but yeah. I, matter of fact, when we don't have it, if we're ever closed for some reason on Sunday, I miss it a lot.
The best. It's the best day.
Yeah.
It is the best day of the week. It is one of those safe places where you can let your hair down and be yourself. The self nobody knows. I call it church. This is the way church is supposed to be.
You're listening to Word of Mouth.
Your questions answered.
Your state explored.
I'm Hannah McCarthy.
I'm Justine Paradise.
And I'm Jimmy Gutierrez.
And coming up, just what is happening in this Zumba class? How did it happen that so much joy and freedom is happening at the YMCA in Rochester? Courtney Marshall had a plan.
I said, I want to be an English professor. I want to be the chair of an English department. I want to, like, run the university. Like, it's going to be so great. I'm going to have this total academic life. And that's what I was going to do.
She left her hometown of Newark, New Jersey, and eventually got her PhD in English at UCLA.
I wrote my dissertation, and that was on representations of Black female criminals in Black women's literature.
She wrote about what counts as legal and what counts as illegal for different people. For instance, within the institution of slavery...
Things like dancing or pretending to be sick or running away, these acts were illegal, but they felt like freedom.
And by her early 30s, she was working as an assistant professor of English at the University of New Hampshire, and she was in the middle of turning her dissertation into a book. She was on track.
We're gonna have us a good old time tonight.
But even the best laid plans can be disrupted.
I'd gone to a Beyoncé concert. This was Revel. So this was about 6 years ago. This was in Atlantic City. And I accidentally wound up in the front row.
Make some noise. I don't hear you.
I wanted to be Beyonce at the Beyonce concert. Like, I wanted to, like, her and her dancers. Like, I was moved by her endurance, her and the dancers. And I said, in the, like, joking way on Facebook, like, I'm going back to the gym, like, tomorrow. So I was in a Zumba class, and I was always in the back of the class because I was following one particular teacher around. And so I said, well, I know the moves. I'll hang out in the back.
But there in the back row, Courtney started hearing a lot of really negative talk around her. Critical comments from women about their own bodies.
And they would say things like, oh, I can't dance, you know, oh, I'm too fat, or I'm here to work this off, or, and it was just really harsh. I was there to have fun. Like I said, I was there because I wanted to dance and sing and goof off. But yeah, it was just really shocking to me. And it was sad because they were smaller than I was. Like, I didn't think skinny people had problems like this. Like, it was mind-blowing to me. I didn't know.
When Courtney started, she says that she was more focused on losing weight. She wanted to be able to move and perform like Beyonce did on stage. And at first, she felt like losing weight was the way to get there.
I don't talk about my own weight loss much, but I lost about 250 pounds along, you know, these first few years. And so what I saw was that over time, my body was still big, but I didn't feel bad about it once I started moving. So I said, maybe there's something wrong about the way I'm thinking about what it means to be fat. And so I started just finding role models. And for me, it was big animals. So I started out thinking about elephants and whales and walruses and just how cute they were and how they were totally awesome. And, you know, the big redwood trees are huge, but we don't think that they're worse than little roses, right? We don't do that. So that got me thinking about people and that being fat was not a source of shame, or it was not a negative. It's not an insult.
Fat, Courtney says, is just a descriptor. It describes bodies, including her own.
I just wound up in this, like, community of, like, fat athletes. And I started doing obstacle course races, and I did a Tough Mudder, and I did lots of Spartan races, and I did a triathlon. I did all of them, like, being fat. And it was awesome.
Now, this whole time, Courtney had been working as an assistant professor at UNH, and she was working on her book, the one that was based on her dissertation, and she was teaching.
I had been teaching this poem, this June Jordan poem called Poem About My Rights, and it starts out with saying, the speaker is talking about not being able to go for a walk and not being able to kind of live in her body because she is the wrong skin color, the wrong gender. So all these things are wrong with her. It's a brilliant, beautiful poem. And at the end, she says, like, I am not wrong. So she says, I'm not in the wrong body. And so what happened was I woke up in the middle of the night one day thinking about this poem. And I'd always been using it in my classes to think about women's bodies and race, but I hadn't thought about the movement. I hadn't thought about the walking at the beginning of the poem. And by then, I was already, like, in the gym and kind of, you know, exercising. And I decided to quit my job. Like, that night, like, that moment, I decided to quit my job and think about how I might use this Black feminist teachings and theories to do work around movement.
It was a big change, but Courtney had decided she would become a fitness instructor.
And I told my husband, like, you know, a couple days later, and he was like, what? How are we gonna eat? Like, what are we gonna do? And I was like, we're gonna be fine.
It's been a few years since that night, and today Courtney has a following. Her longest-running class is that Sunday morning Zumba group at the Rochester YMCA. She regularly gets about 25 people who come every week.
Good job. Well done. Make sure you tell somebody they did a good job.
Good job, honey.
You just started. initially I was working at the Y, so I was making some money. I mean, nobody makes it big at the Y, but I made enough, right? I made enough to live, and that was fine.
Courtney got her certifications and started leading groups in Zumba and Aqua Zumba. She taught classes to seniors and to kids and became a personal trainer. And she started a reading group at the local prison. And she found that she liked reading with incarcerated people more than she liked writing about them.
And I worked as a volunteer exercise instructor. I contacted my housing authority because, again, I grew up in the project. So I said, okay, so if people aren't in the gym, where are they? And they were in like housing authority, like, you know, low income housing. And so I went there and I offered classes to seniors. And then
she went to where they were.
Yeah, I went to where they were. I said, why should they drive? I said, so people can't drive. Okay, so I have to get to them. And I said, I wanted to go broke doing this work.
Well, why did you want to stay in New Hampshire?
No. I said, y'all can take this state. I will wrap it up and give it back to you. When I left UNH, I said, okay, I'm going to leave New Hampshire again. And I said, because to do the work that I want to do, I need to be around other people of color. Like, I need to be in a Black community doing this work. Like, how is it possible to do this in New Hampshire? Like, what?
But then she got a letter. She was being offered a position as an English teacher at a private high school, Phillips Exeter Academy. She'd also be able to keep teaching fitness as part of her job. And so she took it.
I think I'm just destined to always be in New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire is just the place where this is going to take, kind of take root. Yeah. And that's okay.
So your clients, though, like when you're in an exercise class, like it would be mostly white people, right?
Always. There's always like all white. Always. There's a few. Okay. One. I'm trying to, like one person, like one, maybe one person in the aqua class, but like, that's it. Yeah. That's it. But I tell them all the time, like, you benefit from this way of thinking. And I encourage them. I always encourage them, you know, pay attention to Black women, read a text, read a poem or something.
Well, what is it like for you?
At the end of the day, I'm still this fat Black woman who's teaching exercise in New Hampshire, right? So sometimes people make stereotypes and they think they're complimenting me. When they compliment my dance ability, or they say it must be in my blood that I'm a good dancer, or they ask me where I'm from in terms of my dancing, or then they tell me about, oh, that one time they went to some island and, they learned to dance. So that can be tricky.
But sometimes it cuts deeper than that.
People talk at the gym, I remember... I was in a hip hop class and it was the same teacher who was my Zumba teacher. And it was right after Trayvon Martin was shot. And I remember being in that class and I remember feeling like I couldn't breathe. And I left, like I had to go to the bathroom. And I remember texting friends, I said, I can't do it. Like I said, I feel so sad, like as a Black person, but here we are in this class listening to Black singers and like somehow borrowing and like imbibing in like hip hop culture, but here we have this kid, and it I felt like there was nobody I could talk to in that moment, and so I left.
It's not easy, but when Courtney talks about her choices or the way she deals with something hard, she constantly refers back to her family and to the women she studied. The Black women who have been resisting and living and doing the work that needs to be done. It's her foundation.
And so again, this is where it goes back to this idea of really engaging with what Black feminists have been doing, making a way out of no way, as my grandma would say. But again, just living in abundance instead of scarcity, it changed everything. I've made Black women the center of my world. Like, I learn from just brilliant women. Like, I have models for it. And I've always had models for it.
That's Courtney Marshall. She is an English teacher and fitness instructor and personal trainer. She's also working on a book right now, and the working title is Ain't I an Athlete? And you can find her on Facebook. Search for Jump at the Sun Fitness.